In the subtitle, you refer to this story as America's first journey into space. This was obviously before the space program. Why that particular subtitle?
We went back and investigated Hale's story for several years, and what we discovered was that, he built over half of a century. He built the four biggest telescopes in the world, which made the greatest discoveries since Galileo and Copernicus.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, Hale, before NASA literally took us to the moon, Hale, with his telescopes, took us to the stars. America was very involved in watching and reading about Hale's telescopes. Each time he made a bigger telescope, it was national news in the 1920s. Hale was really the sort of the Carl Sagan of his era. This, of course, is before television. But he wrote popular books, he gave lectures, and his giant telescopes were front-page news. And by the time it got to the Palomar Project, that really was like the Apollo Project. I mean, all the kids across the country couldn't wait to hear any little detail about that. And then finally, when the mirror was successfully cast at Corning and the train drove it across the country at 25 miles an hour, thousands of people showed up and lined the tracks to watch this historic event.